Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Ted McClellan, who's an author and contributor to Chicago Magazine. And there is a new show coming on Netflix, which is called Chicago Party Ant. And it's animated. And I read a headline that Richard Roper wrote today. The Netflix series heroine surrounded by so many lovable characters, we can forgive all the Chicago cliches.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
So he's seen the show.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, just exactly what would those cliches be? And you have written a couple of articles in the past, 9 stereotypes about Chicago that are no longer true, and also old style, the Chicago beer that isn't.
Right. I'm gonna sound effects here. Can you hear this?
Yes, I did.
I just opened a can of Old Style.
Very nice.
Now I'm drinking it on the air. For everyone out there in radio land. Okay.
I think it's fine if the guest drinks on the air. I don't think there's any, and especially if they're on the phone.
Right.
Of course, you could say.
You're not allowed to drink in the studio?
I would hope not. I can just see Bob Surratt staggering around in the morning.
Home to Wilmette. Isn't that where he lives?
What is going on here? I know nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's do these stereotypes. How do you want to do this?
You want me to say it?
I'll say it, then you elaborate.
Okay, I gotta look that one up. Okay, yeah. What's the first one?
How many of those old styles have you had today? Oh, I'm sorry.
this is the first one. I'm just getting started.
We eat deep dish pizza.
You know that this is funny that came up last night.
What?
I belong to a Masonic lodge, and me and some of the brothers were hanging out at this cigar lounge, and this guy just moved to Chicago from San Diego, and we ordered a tavern style pizza, and he said, "Oh no, I thought deep dish was a Chicago pizza." And we had one guy, you know, who's, I think he's from Southwest side. He said, "No, we eat tavern style. We eat thin crust pizza."
Right, but
so
there
we schooled this guy. This newcomer to Chicago about it's not deep dish.
Well, you in your article you sort of blame Jay Leno when he was doing the Chicago.
Yeah, he had one of his gags was a hotel that left a deep dish pizza on the pillow instead of a mint.
When
so
he was here,
everybody in the 90s, everybody who comes here gets into the stereotypes.
It's true. I'm sure that has something to do with marketing on the part of the people who make deep dish pizza. But, getting into a discussion about what kind of pizza is better than another kind of pizza and what city's pizza is better than another city's pizza, that is an argument that will never end. All right, here comes another stereotype.
Okay.
We're hog butcher to the world.
Right. This was...
It was a line in a Carl Sandburg poem.
Right, yeah, true. A line in a Carl Sandburg poem. And I talked about The Onion had a story that a deadly meat wave swept through the Chicago area over the weekend. And, of course, the super fans were always eating Polish sausage.
Yes, that's right.
You know, according to 24/7 Wall Street, Chicago likes to call itself the hot dog capital of the world, but Los Angeles eats more hot dogs than any other city. And we're number 5 on the list.
Well, I'm pretty sure...
L.A., New York, Philadelphia.
I'm pretty sure that Los Angeles thinks it's very unhip, so they would never claim to be
the
number
capital.
One hot dog capital. I beg your pardon.
We have the best hot dogs, so.
Totally.
Yeah.
Here we go to another one of the fine stereotypes. We can credit Jim Croce's song Bad, Bad Leroy Brown for part of this.
Right.
That the south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. No.
The West Side.
Well, I don't know if we, I don't, you know, these days lately, I got to tell you, I don't know if we have the baddest part of town. I mean, we got, we're bad. We're nationwide. We're bad.
I mean,
we
got bad. That's true.
We got bad stuff happening everywhere.
I was out of town. I invited someone from Chicago to visit, and he said, "Oh, I'll put my bulletproof vest on." That's the first people think of. The first thing people think of when they think of Chicago now.
I know. Well, and that's,
we're,
you know,
we had the highest murder, most number of murders so far this year since 1996.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, some stereotypes, I think, probably find their initial growth from actual things that happen. I mean,
right.
You don't just make up a stereotype about a place where something like that never happened.
No, but we can't single out the South Side.
Absolutely not.
No.
No. And this one, this is like a evergreen. You can't even mention Chicago without, oh, Al Capone runs the joint.
I know. Yeah, I think this is more among foreigners than anybody else. I've talked about how I met a sailor, you know, these foreign ships come into the port down on the east side, as we were talking about. And, you know, I was going to take him shopping, and he pointed at, the four-star flag on a police car. He said, "Blackboard, Illinois?" I said, "No, Chicago." He said, "Oh, Chicago, gangster movie, Brother 2." And this is a Russian-made gangster movie that has a character that dresses like Al Capone. And then he started making, cocking his fingers and making machine gun noises. So that's kind of international sign language for Chicago.
Yeah, you know, there used to be... Was there an a restaurant named Al Capone?
Yeah,
no.
I remember one called Capone's.
There was a tour, though. There was an Al Capone tour.
I always thought that's why Chicago was not as much into its history as some towns, because then you immediately start talking about Al Capone.
Right. And there was a bus. You could pay money, and somebody would take you around to where Al Capone did whatever Al Capone did. That was a few.
Right.
That was. I don't know if they do that anymore, though.
And then there was Some Like It Hot, and Jack Fleming and Tony Curtis had to dress up as drag to hide out after they witnessed the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, they used to call Tommy Guns Chicago typewriters.
Lake Michigan is a pond. What?
Yeah, I guess it,
who, I never heard that in my life.
These are more misconceptions. Oh, yeah, you never heard somebody
call Lake Michigan a pond?
Well, this is like a misconception. You meet somebody from the East Coast, and the first time they see Lake Michigan, they say, "Wow, you can't even see across it." You know, because most people think a lake is just this tiny, tiny little.
Why do you
lake
think they
where they have the a cottage?
Why do you think
they
call it the Great
lake.
Lakes? It's the Great
exactly.
Lakes, you
exactly.
idiot! It's not a pond. I know what a pond is. We're gonna destroy a few other stereotypes when we come back after this break on 720 WGN. So let's leave the stereotypes behind and let's get into the old style.
Okay.
Your article that says old style, the Chicago beer that isn't.
Yes.
Why isn't it?
Well, it's actually a Wisconsin beer. I mean, it's brewed by the G. Heilemann Brewing Company in La Crosse, Wisconsin. They used to have these silos, and they were wrapped in sheeting with the old style label.
Oh,
so it looked like a six pack.
Wait a minute. What, you mean on the South Side?
No, in La Crosse.
Oh, in La Crosse.
Yeah, and then they have this knight holding a goblet, King Gambrinus. He's the king of old style, king of beer.
Hold on a second. Who? King Gambrinus?
King Gambrinus. It's a statue of a knight holding a goblet.
I've never heard of him.
No, you got to go to La Crosse. You'll see him.
Why don't they put him on the can?
I think there's all. He might be. There's all kinds of little stuff on, like medieval stuff on the can. They're like monks. There's a guy in a wagon and oxen. I'm just looking at all this stuff. There's a guy on a horse and looks like he's drinking with a dog. People, casks of wine. There are a lot of monks on here. Oh yeah, here's a knight. Yeah, here's a knight with a bow and arrow.
You know what? I got to tell you, I've been on the radio a while. I've never had anybody describe to me in such detail a beer can. But I like it. I want to investigate who that knight is.
It's fascinating. Yeah. What kind of stuff going on in an old style can?
But it's a marketing thing more than anything else. But how does it get it so associated with Chicago?
Well, first of all, in the 50s, they began a sponsorship deal with the Cubs, so Old Style became the beer choice at Wrigley Field. In the 70s, Old Style salesmen started offering free signs to taverns, and they had the beer on the line. Beer, cerveza fría, or Jimny Pivo, depending on the neighborhood's native language. You still see some of those Jimny Pivo on the northwest side. And then they had those ads with Dennis Farina.
He would
bust New Yorkers and Angelinos who were trying to drink Old Style, and he was saying it's our great beer and they can't have it.
You know, that was Hill Street Blues. He was in Hill Street Blues, and in the opening sequence of every Hill Street Blues, one of the police cars turns a corner and goes down the street, and they don't make a big deal out of it, but there's a Old Style sign.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Was it filmed in Chicago?
No. No, I don't know. I don't think Hill Street Blues was filmed in Chicago. I don't know.
Okay.
He played he was a detective named Sipowicz.
Oh, that was Dennis Franz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dennis Farina. Yeah. I'm confused.
The Chicago accent who played a cop all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
You're getting your Dennis's confused. Maybe you're having too much Old Style.
I'm having a moment.
Okay. I talked about Meisterbrau, which was actually brewed in Chicago. And, you know, there's this old cop show, M Squad, with
Exactly.
Marvin.
You know, we had the guy on. We did a thing on that. I forget who was on talking about M Squad. And I went out and I bought.
It was me.
Was it?
We got another moment. Yeah, and you would always see Meisterbrau signs in the background. That was brewed in Chicago, but in a way it still exists because the Miller Brewing Company bought out their parent company, the Peter Hand Company, and it used the Meisterbrau Light recipe as the template for Miller Lite.
Mm.
So in a way, Miller Lite is a Chicago beer.
Let's go to Mary, who's at 312-981-7200. Hello, Mary.
Hey there, guys. I love the Old Style talk. That's great.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, I got to tell you, those silos you referred to, there's six of them, and they call it the world's largest six-pack, and it's quite an attraction, or was, in La Crosse, and it's King Gambrinus.
Oh, King Gambrinus.
I pronounced it wrong. I just saw the name on there.
King Gambrinus.
And the smell of the town when the wind blew one way, if you've never smelled beer brewing, it was the smell of the burn-off of the oats and whey and whatever, but it wasn't really pleasant. But I owned the stock when I was a kid going to college, and my parents taught me all about it. And, hey, everybody, drink Old Style. We just don't own it anymore, you know?
Thanks, Mary. And Ted, thanks you, too. We're out of time.
Mary had a great Chicago accent. She could voice Chicago Party Ant, I think.
I just want to tell you, I didn't remember that it was you who talked about M Squad, but after we did that bit, I went out and purchased the entire series.
Wow. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic.
I loved it, too.
All right. Thanks, Ted.